In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The Lord today, in his speech with the Pharisees and his argument with them, he said to them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself will not stand. And we all understand that we all have some kind of kingdoms that we are living in. The family is a kingdom. The church is a kingdom. Every community where people are sharing the place is a kind of a kingdom. And the same principle stands throughout all of these kind of different kingdoms. Today, we have some questions that we all are requested to look at and to answer when we come to address the matter of unity. Unity is a pleasant fruit that whoever is living in is enjoying it. So let us go and review these questions and we see, are we enjoying the unity or we are like what Christ is saying, we are heading towards desolation because of divisions that is brought to our families and to our homes. The first question is, am I actively pursuing unity or I'm just waiting for it to happen or I do not have any interest in the subject at all? People are divided when it comes to unity to three groups. The first group, they do not value unity at all. They don't think of it at all. It is totally hidden from them. They are individuals. They live as individuals. They came to the sacrament of marriage as individuals, and they are not willing to change this. The whole thing for them is, what is in it for me? It's all about me. So those people, actually, the matter of unity doesn't matter for them whatsoever. Unity needs two people to work on. One person will not be able to make it by himself. The second group of people, they care about unity, but actually they are very passive in terms of how they pursue it. They just wait upon it to happen, thinking that just sharing the same place will make us united. Just because we came to the church, me and my wife, and Abuna prayed, then we are one, and that's it. I have nothing more to do. Just unity will come upon us. It will be sent to us, something that we don't have to work on it. The third group are people who value unity and they are active in pursuing it. And they are doing this every single day. They are reviewing themselves, their deeds, and examining it. Am I going and pursuing unity, or I'm just waiting for it to happen, or I do not care about it anymore? Unity is like the moon. It's either increase and come to fullness, or it is decreasing and disappearing at all. You cannot say that we are in a state of like the same. It cannot be. You are either working for it or you are working against it. There is nothing in the middle. Remember this, unity will not come to your house as a surprise or just by mere living together, we will be united. The second question related to the matter of unity. Is my heart still within the family territory or my heart is away, taken by something else, somebody else? What really makes me happy? Am I still delighted in my family or I find my pleasure away from the family? On the contrary, maybe I wait until everybody is asleep and then I go home because I do not want to meet with anyone. My heart is not anymore delighted in my children or in my wife or in my husband. My heart is taken away maybe by my career, maybe by my worries, maybe my way of pursuing what is fun, but my heart is not in the family anymore. This is a very dangerous situation when I examine myself and then I ask myself this question, am I happy to stay home, or home for me is a place where I want to avoid and actually I don't want to be there. My brethren, no one have any valid excuse to tell himself that I do not want to go home. I do not want to share life with those people. No matter what is going there in your home should be the place where your heart should be. Even if you are facing troubles, even if things are not easy, your heart should be always within the territory of the family. Your heart should be delighted in your children, in the relationship between you and your wife, in the relation between you and your husband. Where is your heart? The third question related to the matter of unity. How do I define faithfulness? If I say to myself, am I faithful to my wife? Am I faithful to my husband? What is faithfulness in my understanding? People sometimes think that if they not have affairs with someone, then they are faithful. If just I am not in an active, immoral relationship, then I am faithful. I'm sorry to tell, this is not accurate definition of what faithfulness is. Faithfulness is that I guard my senses. I do not allow it to wander. I struggle to subject my thought into what is holy and what is befitting me being a child to the Lord and being a married person. Faithfulness says that I do not allow myself even to cheat even with my thoughts. I cannot allow this to happen. I am faithful in it, my heart in it, and my body is in it, my thought is in it. I'm not going to allow myself even or my senses to wander away from my family, from the people whom I'm united with. If I define faithfulness in the wrong way, I might be taken away totally. And I'm still assuming that I'm not doing something wrong. And then if I define faithfulness in the right way, the question is, how am I pursuing it? Am I diligent to be faithful, or I'm lax when it comes to this? As far as there is no immorality in terms of I do not have active affairs, then I am faithful. Far from being true that faithfulness is only limited to immorality in deeds, and then anything else could be okay, it's fine. Any other reason, maybe negligence might crack the house, bring some kind of shaking to the unity. But when faithfulness is breached, that's it. This is the end of the unity in the house. The fourth question related to this important matter. If there is still time to spend with those whom I care about the most, it's ironically that when we say that I care about my family the most, and then how much time you spend with them. Is there any time still left? Sometimes even while we are in the house, we are not spending time with the family. The husband maybe come out from his work and under the title of I am working and getting money to the family, I'm very tired. Then I am home to spend time before the TV, playing on the internet, making phone calls. Where is the time that you spend with your family? Whom you say about them that you are doing everything for them? Everything you do, it's for them. But do you give them time? I'm not here speaking about someone who is busy and he is really, his work is taking him. I'm not speaking about things outside our will or we have no control on. But I'm speaking about the things under my authority. If I have an hour, it's up to me to choose what to do in it. Do I choose to spend it with the family, or I choose to run away from the family anywhere? Even if I am forced to stay, I will be physically there, but my mind and my heart is totally away from this family. The Lord, in order to show that he has love in his heart to the Samaritan woman, he endured to walk for hours to meet with her. Hours to meet with this woman and speak with her for a few minutes. It was important for him to do it. It was important for him to take the disciples and go with them into deserted places, just to spend time with them, giving them his undivided attention, speaking while communicating with them, and his face is looking to them eye to eye. This is the kind of love that when I say that I care about my family, basically, then I have at least, whenever I have time, then I am delighted to spend it with my family. Another question we should be asking ourselves today, am I a spiritual being or a carnal one? Or I'm just normal? Why do we mean by this? Only spiritual beings have the ability to be united with somebody else. The people who know how to forgive, the people who know how to sacrifice, the people who know how to pray, are the only people who can be united with anyone around them. They are able because they are spiritual. The carnal people, they are only united with somebody else in order to consume the other person. That's it. And they are not united in full. They just come in contact and then that's it. I use this thing, I use this person, I use this family. That's it. This is who are the carnal people are. They live only to the pleasure of the flesh. What about the normal? That sometimes we feel comfortable to refer ourselves to be, we are just normal. St. Paul speaks about the natural man. Who is the natural man? The one whose spiritual things and things pertaining to God doesn't make sense to him sometimes. Like, if somebody, like he do me some wrong, if I'm a spiritual person, what will happen? I will forgive, I will let go, I will still keep the relationship, I will get over it. But what will happen if I am a carnal person? I will revenge against this person. I will execute some kind of a payback to this insult. A normal person will say that, that's it, this is the end of it. Then we let us go and see how can we, maybe we separate from each other. Am I a spiritual being? When I see my family praying, do I like to share them, or prayers is something that I don't feel like I want to do something like this? Do I feel that it is important that I open the Bible with my family and talk with them? Whenever I see my husband or my wife is doing this, do I feel like I am delighted to share them in this? Only spiritual people do this. But if I'm just normal, then I will justify to myself being negligent and I don't care about that. Again, remember, only spiritual beings are able to go into a kind of unity and oneness. Another question. Are there any kinds of references or guidelines when conflicts arise within the family? There is no family that did not come a point where we have disagreement and there is a conflict. But where is the guidelines for how we should settle the issue? How we should settle the conflict? If I am after the unity, I'm pursuing it, in my heart, I have reference. The Bible is my reference. I have guidelines that says that at the end of the day, I'm not going to allow this matter to escalate. The peace in the house is more important than anything else. There are certain guidelines that the Bible can tell us on how to resolve any matters or issues of conflict within the family. Do I have any reference? When I am angry and upset, do I allow myself to heed any person who is trying to interfere in the issue? Or I'm just shutting my senses and my mind, I don't want to listen to anyone, I'm just going to do what I see that I should be doing. If I am pursuing unity, there should be some kind of guidelines, and the Bible should have the final authority on telling me and my wife what should be done, what should not be done whatsoever. Another question also related to the matter of unity. How do I define my role within the family? If I am a father, a husband, what do I think a good father, a good husband would do? If I'm a mother and a wife, what a good mother and a good wife would do. Sometimes the fathers, they define the roles as being an ATM machine. Somebody push the button and I give money. I'm working outside only to save money. This is how I think I'm securing the family. That's it. Some of the moms sometimes define the roles as a cook or a person who is after taking care of the children from their clothes, their health, and maybe the laundry, and that's it. I come at the end of the day, I said that I'm exhausted. I'm doing my very best. What else is requested from me? I'm sorry to say that we are missing the point. Actually, we are defeating the purpose of the family. Any maid can do this. Any charity can take care of the house if it comes to money. We are speaking about the role of a father in raising kids, in embracing the family, making his wife feel secure and loved. Talking about the wife and the mother taking care of her children, encouraging them, making them to be feeling that they approve, raising them in the fear of God, bringing to their attention that there is a God, there is judgment. Where is this role now? I'm sorry to say that sometimes we, our children, are raised as spiritual orphans. They have physical fathers, but spiritual, they are not. We have spiritual widows, people living with each other physically, but at the end of the day, where is the spiritual part of you? The Lord, when he received the multitude, when we read about the miracle of feeding the multitude, he received them before taking care of their physical needs. Then he spoke with them about the kingdom of God. Before anything else, he is satisfying their spiritual need for the kingdom, knowing about the kingdom of God and knowing the word of God. Are we paying any attention to this role whatsoever? Or just, I am working 24/7, but I am missing the point. It's not in my mind. The matter of unity is of utmost importance for us today and tomorrow and to the end of our time. If we are missing unity, we are missing everything. If we are able with the grace of God to bring it to our houses, then we have got the most precious gift ever. I have to ask myself every day, am I working for this unity, or I'm just waiting for it to happen, or simply I do not care about it at all? Glory be to God forever and ever and ever.